Good morning. Is this Scott?
It is Scott.
Hey, brother. Good morning, man. I'm so glad you called in.
Am I early?
No, man.
Am
you're...
I late or am I early?
No, brother. You're right on time, man. I actually just took a break, and you just called in. Perfect timing, man.
Awesome. I was confused by the message I left myself, and I'm actually off by an hour, so... No, man, something in the back of my mind tells me 8 o'clock, so I got to...
Right. You're an hour ahead, correct, where you're at?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, Scott, man, first of all, do you have the app on or something? I hear a little echo in the back. You don't have the app on, do you, while we're talking?
Have what on?
You don't have the app on your phone while we're talking. Is the radio on?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. I have got your music, and I don't know how I got it, and I have been playing it now for at least 4 years. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just, actually the song that we talked about the other day, the Dixie's Bar and Grill, that is a song that was written by a friend of mine, but I never did ask him, you know, it's on the album. But never did ask him if it was okay to release that to radio, and I guess it is. it was written. Goodness, a long time ago, before 1998. Uh-huh. And so I was looking for some things to go on the album. I wrote half the album, and half the album was you know, some other stuff.
Scott, when did you release the album? When did you release that? Was that on the No Fences album as well? I mean,
Yeah, that's on the No Fences album.
Okay.
But actually, I released the No Fences album in 2014, so you guys got it pretty much after I released it.
Okay.
So we started.
Well, we started in 2000 and 12, I think, or or 14. Yeah, we're 6 years old. 12. Yeah, okay. So we got it for 14, and we've been playing it since then. Yeah, I honestly don't remember how we got it. Now, when you put that out, you put it out, and did you continue on, or did you just kind of take a break? What happened?
I took a break way back in 97, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
97, 98. Well, no, because I released the Angel by the Wings album. I released the album. I'm confused. I started in 93. I did an album in 93, did another one in 94, did another one in 98, and then the latest one, we've got an EP out right now, but then the latest one was 2014. But when everything was going through, not really a transition, but when everything was still, are we on the air right now?
Yeah, oh yeah, brother, we're
okay.
Live, man.
Well, when everything was still Southern Gospel, and you know, they're trying to change over and stuff, I got real discouraged because of the way the music was headed. It wasn't. I mean, there were a number of people doing Christian country music as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were a lot of guys, it wasn't Christian country, it was Southern Gospel, and they couldn't be any farther apart. I'm just not a Southern Gospel guy. I didn't grow up that way.
You're speaking my language now, brother. I can tell we're going to have a great conversation here, because I am a proponent of, and I've said this openly, I am tired of seeing songs that are Southern Gospel that were popular when I was 14 years old, and people are singing these now trying to call it Christian country. I'm tired of that, man. So let me understand this, Scott. You were around from the beginning then? You started out in
yes,
the beginning
sir.
When this was coming out?
Absolutely. When Christian country music got the name, like in 92, I'm not exactly sure when the CCMA started, but I was writing Christian country music before then.
Wow.
I didn't know what it was. I just knew it was country music with Jesus words.
Amen.
And so I just started writing some stuff that you know, I've always been an Eagles fan. I always liked the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dan Seals, there's a bunch of guys that really kind of influenced the music. Of course, Vince Gill and Stephen Curtis Chapman. I was a fan of all those guys.
Right.
And so I just started writing some stuff that would minister to people that I hung around with. You know, I'm a retired rodeo cowboy, so I'm writing music that I would like if I was lost, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense.
So when the CCMA came around, I had a place to kind of plug my stuff in and did it and enjoyed the songs on the radio. And
mm-hmm.
and then just kind of got, I don't know, maybe burnt out. Uh-huh. Didn't ever stop writing. My uh-huh. my writing kind of backed off for a while, but I didn't stop. And then, oh man, maybe 2 years ago, I really got interested in releasing some stuff again. And this song that you guys are playing now, this Mountaintop song,
uh-huh.
I wrote that song in 95, and then didn't put it on an album till 98. So that song is at least 22 years old.
Okay.
And we kind of remastered it a little bit, made it sound a little bit more current. And then I've written some brand new stuff that's just positive country. I sang a song this week. I did a rodeo camp, a rodeo Bible camp in Missouri. When we talked the other day, that's where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And sang this song called Born to Rodeo.
Yeah.
And, man, I sang it in front of those kids. Had enough track done where I could sing it in front of those kids because mm-hmm. me just playing the guitar with that song is pretty boring. But, man, they went nuts for it because a lot of those kids are really focused on maybe doing rodeo as a career. And, so I've got some stuff coming that is going to be really, really fun, pretty hot.
Well, Scott, so, can I ask you how you found HLE Radio? How'd you find us?
I guess on the internet.
Okay.
Is where I heard you guys first, and then I got a friend or two. I know you guys know Justin Todd Harrod.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's toured with us. He toured with us in Colorado about 3 years ago,
uh-huh.
and that guy is so fun and such a nutwad,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, he is.
I call him Johnny Bravo because, you know, he talks yeah. like Johnny.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, man. You know, man, I was standing over there, you know, I was talking to this guy.
He so, sure does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a hoot.
Yeah, man.
And so he encouraged me to start releasing. He said, man, this stuff sounds so commercial.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm gonna start releasing it, but right now, just selling it at the concerts.
Right.
You know, trying to get more places to go. We did a tour where we had 13 dates in Colorado during the summer. This was 3 years ago.
Right.
And Justin played with us for 9 of those deals. He'd kind of open for the band, and he'd do 15 or 20 minutes. Well, we'd back him up, and then he'd turn around and play with us right. when we did our stuff. And he's a brother, and he, I guess, was the most encouragement to me to start getting some songs out there again.
Now, Scott, while you're out there doing the Christian country stuff, and I know you weren't participating in the clown circus because you got out of it, but the people... They receive it well, don't they? I mean, this music is viable to the listener.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I sang it, you know, for a number of years. I was the music for the Sunday service one of the Sunday services at Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be 3,500, 4,000 people there listening to the music, and, I mean, nodding their heads, clapping their hands. And at that time, you know, I was just playing my guitar with the soundtracks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, there. I mean, folks would buy CDs and all that stuff, and man, I really like that song. And so, people who listen to country, mm-hmm. listen to Christian country, mm-hmm. And listen to positive country and clean mm-hmm. country, mm-hmm. Because you know there's a lot of those folks that don't chase the bar lifestyle and
right.
you know and don't do that, and they love the music but don't like the message.
Yeah.
And
I'm one of those people.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah.
You know.
And your dog is one of those people too. He's amen.
Oh yeah, she loves
well.
She heard me say Christian country, she went off.
Yeah, she loves it. And that's wonderful, man.
We have actually got a bunch of cows outside. We are we're weaning some calves.
Oh, okay.
We have a timed event camp starting tomorrow. So we're trying to wean some calves, getting some calves to rope, and buddy, they're missing mama big time.
Oh.
And so whenever they go to hollering, the dogs go to hollering.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, I don't know how much you've been paying attention to what's been going on in Christian country as of late, but let's go back a little bit to when you started and then when you got fed up with it, so to say, or got discouraged with it. When you got discouraged with it, I mean, starting off when this thing kicked off in the early years of the CCMA, first 2 years, it was really good, wasn't it?
I
look back at the videos, and I look back at the presentation, and I look back at what they had going on, and it was kicking, man. You could tell that it was gaining some ground. What do you think happened that it just took a nosedive after that? In your opinion,
I'll tell you what I think happened.
Uh-huh.
I believe that Christian country became such a hot item, so to speak,
right.
that there were a lot of mainstream country artists
mm-hmm.
that saw kind of what was going on,
mm-hmm.
and they cleaned up their act. I think their music became cleaner. I think. The presentation wasn't about all the tear and the beer and mm-hmm. and the one night stands, and things started changing. And when it started changing, folks would take that song
right.
to the top. It'd be a number one. I mean, talking about stuff like that. It was a brand new deal for country artists to sing some stuff that wasn't about the
right.
one night stands.
Right.
It wasn't about
right.
the beer, and wasn't about the honky tonking and all, you know.
Right.
Of course, that stuff is going to still be there. It'll be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that mainstream artists, and of course, because they had the ear of radio,
right,
and their labels had the ear of radio, I think when they cleaned up their act, they didn't need guys that people had never heard of before.
Okay.
Doing clean country.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, did you hear that new song by Vince Gill?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, did you hear that new song by Reba? And so it kind of, there's a place for us.
Yeah.
And it's definitely stronger than it's ever been. But I think that's the reason that Christian country kind of.
Wow.
Started backing off a little bit because the mainstream artists started doing some.
See, I never got that perspective. I've never got that perspective yet, and I appreciate that, man, because I really do, and that's why I love talking to folks just like you to get the history of this, because 6 years ago I didn't know Christian country existed. I've been raised on Southern gospel and spoon fed Southern gospel my entire life.
Yeah.
And that's all we knew. Well, I didn't even know this existed. And when I found it, man, it lit a fire under me. And I'm like, I can't be the only one that loves this stuff. And, you know, my introduction to Christian country was John Steed. Man, I don't know if you know him or not or
okay.
any
yeah,
other.
Yeah, you
man.
Bet.
Yeah. And when I found that out, and it took me 2 years to find him. But when I found him, man, he started telling me, he said, well, this stuff ain't new. And I'm like, what? And he started telling me about all the different artists. And I'm like, I never heard of them. You know, never. And, man, I'm like, shoot, man, I got to get in on this, brother.
He's out of Florida, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. See, he and I ran into him years ago when I was rodeoing.
Mm-hmm.
I was rodeoing in Okeechobee, Florida, and met John. And so we spent a lot of time together for a couple of days, and he had a song that he was writing, and he said, I'm just kind of stuck with this song. And so he sang it to me.
Mm-hmm.
His voice was incredible. He could play guitar well. He sang me the song, and I said, man, I think right here for the chorus, go a different way, even maybe change it, because I like to just to grab people's attention sometimes in a chorus. I want to change the key.
Mm-hmm.
And it just adds a little bit of life to the deals. So John said, I never even thought about that. And I said, man, it may not be what every country artist would do, but I'm into the, I want it to be contemporary, and I want it to lift me up.
Right.
So a key change will always do that. It'll just kind of, okay, I'm going along in this song. Yeah, it's okay. We've been going into it about a minute and a half. Now we're going to up it. We're going to up the bar a little bit and kind of kick you in the butt and get you back in the groove. And so here you go. We're going to change the key. And and it was cool to spend some time with him. But I know exactly who John is.
Cool. Now, Scott, I want to ask you, man, as of lately, have you what are your thoughts with the Christian country? Are you seeing maybe a little resurgence or an upswing or maybe a chance? Is that why you're considering maybe doing some more of this and maybe trying to get some more into it?
Exactly. I think there's been some new life breathed into Christian country music. The songs that I've written lately have been, like I told you, a little bit more positive country, clean country, if you will, and just talking about life. And I don't have to use raw language to do that.
Right.
I don't have to. So I'm not singing necessarily Jesus all the time.
Right.
But the heart's full of Jesus,
and
the heart that it's coming from is just, you know, I don't think that you can minister to people unless you have a relationship with them. And if we can start a relationship because they like a song or like the way the song was presented,
right?
Then, you know, you've worked your way into a little piece of their hearts, a little piece of their life, and then you know you can share Christ with them. So that's the way our concerts go.
Mm-hmm.
Here lately, we've even been. There's three other guys that I play with here at our church, and they're actually our praise band. Those are the guys that I take on tour.
Okay.
And we may do clean country, Christian country, and then actually when we're in a church setting, we'll actually start into some praise and worship and doing it in a little bit of a laid-back, easy-listening country style.
Right.
And, man, folks, they jump on that like a duck on a June bug.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, man, listen, I want to extend an invitation to you, Scott, to come down here to the radio station, man, and not only host a morning show with me, but to perform in our Christian Country Cafe live, and so we can broadcast that worldwide as well. And, man, I would sincerely love to have you here whenever you could make it. And that would be
love to come.
It would be a huge honor to have you here. It really would be, man.
Well, thank you, Hunter. We're I'd love to do some more things out that way, you know, kind of Louisiana, Texas swing down in there. Most of when we do something, it'll be Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado. We kind of head, you know, kind of middle.
Yeah.
What would you call that? I don't know. kind of middle states.
Midwestern
Midwest, states.
Yeah, Midwest.
It's been a while. Now, when I rodeoed, my goodness, I wore Interstate 10 out down there back and forth to Texas and from Georgia, you know. So I would love to come. I want to do the deal. I'd really like to have our guys. Sometimes that won't happen, but I'd really like to have our guys with us. And
Well, I tell you what, man, we have a suite attached to the radio station where we can put y'all up, man, and we got y'all covered, man. Y'all just come on down, set the date. Scott, before I let you go, man, tell folks where they can find you, where they can get your music, your website, all that good information, man.
Okay. Well, we are on iTunes. You can find, I think there's 10 or 11 songs on iTunes. You can find us by just getting onto iTunes and typing in Scott Brown Country. Okay. And then we've got 3 songs right now on Apple Music. There's a song called Misty Haze that actually features my daughter she's the other soloist besides myself on a song called Misty Haze, just about relationships. I wrote a fun song called Cooties. You know, your mama tells you that you need to stay away from girls because they got cooties.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, and so here, and then I found out cooties are a good thing. You know, I want to get them all over me, kind of.
Yeah.
And so, that's on Apple Music, and
is there a website, brother? Do you have a website?
Yeah. You can go to brandofthecross.org, and every album is available on there. We can send you the album.
Okay.
You know, Apple Music is a streaming deal,
so you can go
on there. If you're a member of it, you can just listen to whatever you want. But if you'll type in Cooties, if you'll type in like on Apple Music, if you'll type in Misty Haze, it just amazes me that I can say to my phone, play Marty Robbins El Paso, it'll come on there and 10 seconds.
It's technology.
It freaks me out
that
I can say, play Marty Robbins El Paso, and then I can say, play Selena by Scott Brown Band.
Right.
Boom, here it comes.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Scott, man, I can't tell you what a pleasure it was to talk to you this morning, man. I am honored that you took time to call in and talk with us. I thank you for the history of letting us find out of Scott Brown. And having the music here, man. And I look forward to having you here in Jennings, Louisiana at HLE Radio. I really do, man.
Man, listen, I'm looking forward to being there. I just thank you for your graciousness. Thank you for the show. Man, keep playing Christian country. It is so cool to hear the music that we enjoy, but the message of the gospel and the message, the positive message of living a clean life, doing, you know, fun doesn't have to be nasty.
That's right, man. Amen.
It's a blessing that you guys are out there playing our stuff.
All right, brother. Well, I'm going to play the Mountaintop song, and I'm going to follow that up with one off the I'm going to follow it up with Dixie Bar and Grill, as a matter of fact, man. So,
cool.
Brother, you have a blessed day, friend, and we'll talk
you
soon.
You too, Hunter.
All right, Scott.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.